AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel from South Africa. A judge has just granted bail and house arrest to Oscar Pistorius for his murder conviction pending sentencing for the killing of his girlfriend. Other Republicans, including GOP presidential rivals, are denouncing Donald Trump's call for a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. The AP's Steve Coleman reports on Trump's proposal.
After attacks like last week's massacre in California, Trump says,
"We have to stop the Muslims until we find out what's going on." Does that make sense, by the way? Until we find out.
He said too many Muslims want to hurt America.
They want to change your religion. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Not going to happen.
Trump told supporters,
"Our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks."
Trump said his ban would apply to immigrants and visitors alike.
Jihad.
I'm Steve Coleman.
The Eagles of Death Metal were U2's special guests at their show last night in Paris. Bono introduced the group that was playing at the Bataclan Theater when terrorists burst in and started shooting people.
"Nothing left except to introduce you to some people whose lives will forever be a part of the city of Paris. These are our brothers, our fellow troubadours. They were robbed of their stage 3 weeks ago, and we would like to offer them ours tonight. Would you welcome the Eagles of Death Metal?"
Sound courtesy HBO. An Air France flight from San Francisco to Paris was diverted to Montreal after an unspecified anonymous threat. The airline says passengers have disembarked safely. For the fourth straight year, fewer Americans are struggling to pay medical bills. Most of the progress coming along low-income people and those with government coverage. That's data provided by the CDC. This is AP Radio News. President Obama had lunch on Monday with Democratic presidential candidate and his former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton.
The lunch was not announced in advance, and the Democratic frontrunner slipped into and out of the White House without being seen by reporters. Spokesman Josh Earnest says Clinton and Obama try to catch up in person whenever their schedules allow. Aides say in this latest meeting, the two discussed a variety of subjects, but mostly the lunch was social.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. LeBron James has a contract with Nike that will last long after he hangs up his sneakers. The NBA megastar has signed a lifetime endorsement deal with the athletic apparel giant, extending a partnership James began with Nike before he graduated from high school. Financial terms of the deal not disclosed. A last-second field goal gave the Cowboys the win in Monday Night Football, Dallas beating Washington 19-16. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.